So the results are in from this year's Chamber Day survey.
Yes, sir.
Let's reacquaint listeners. This is something that Chamber members do every year. You have a great group of volunteers that go out. And if you can talk about, first of all, what they go do, and then we can migrate from there into some of the results.
Yeah, well, this has really turned out to be quite an exciting day where we end up with anywhere from 100 to 170, actually anywhere from 125 to 175 volunteers and staff members. We go out and visit businesses in the community and typically visit anywhere from 500 to 650 businesses in one day. And we're there to thank them for being in business in Bryan College Station, and we're there to see if there's anything we can do to help them. And then at the same time, we visit them. We're trying to gather some data about the community as well. And by the way, Bill, let me just mention that we don't visit just chamber members. We take geographical areas, and we try to hit all of the businesses in a geographic area. And then each year, we try to move the geography a little bit. So over the course of several years, we'll get most of the community.
And really, business is sort of a generic term because you hit the nonprofits as well as the for-profits as well as the educational institutions, and just about anybody who has employees, you try to find them.
Absolutely, and as a matter of fact, just looking through some of the, we're talking to arts and culture folks, we're talking to construction, education, government. Health and wellness, human social services, information technology, insurance, manufacturing, and so on. So you're right. It is a broad range of folks that ultimately include retail, restaurants, services, tourism, transportation, and those kinds of things as well.
The other thing, and I may have brought this up before, but in this technological world that we're in, there's really still nothing that beats human-to-human contact.
That's correct. I really believe that. And one of the things we've noticed that we've been doing this for several years now, and our businesses initially weren't real sure what we were doing, so we had went in and visited a little bit and left. Well, now that we've been doing this long enough, they know that we're there to truly see how they're doing, to thank them, and so we found that the meetings are lasting longer. People are engaging us more in conversation, and that's really, I think, very healthy for two reasons. One, we're picking up some problems that we then route to somebody that might be able to solve them. But the other thing that we're picking up on is they're giving us more information about how their businesses are doing and what their plans are.
Well, let's pick it up right there then. How is everybody doing?
Well, very well. This has been the most optimistic survey we've done in the last 4 or 5 years. We have three questions that we've kept consistent, which allows us to get a year-to-year comparison. And the first one is, compared to previous year, how have sales changed? 66% of the businesses surveyed this year, which was 545, by the way, have seen an increase. Only 10% has seen a decrease. The rest were basically the same. Whereas last year, only 57% had seen an increase, which was 9 percentage points lower, and 13% had seen a decrease, which was a little higher than this year. So that question, clearly things were a little better. Do you expect your number of employees to change next year? The last 2 years, actually, 40% expected an increase. And this year, 47% expected an increase. Only 1% of the businesses we talked to expect that their employee count will decrease over the coming 12 months. Then we have, what do you expect our local economy to do in the next 12 months? Last year, 69% expected an increase. This year, 84% of the businesses we talked to expected our economy to increase in the next 12 months. So you can see all three of those areas are really very healthy increases over last year. So I think our businesses are more optimistic, and let me go back to mention, do you expect your number of employees to change? And I mentioned the 1% decrease. 48% were expecting it to remain the same. So, and then we had 3% that did not want to answer the question. And normally that's because they're a manager maybe and they're not making those decisions. So those numbers are all clearly an improvement over the last several years that we've done this.
And what about the small talk regarding particularly what can be done to help the current employers?
You know, it ranges from all kinds of things. Sometimes they've got an issue with needing to get something done by the city, and they just don't know who to talk to. So, you know, and we have city employees going out with us, and often they know, and we've had them where they've actually picked the phone up and got them in touch with the person while we're sitting there talking to them. The other thing we've had in the past is, you know, I remember we had a gentleman that had a couple of break-ins, and they were kind of minor thefts, and he wasn't reporting them. And this was on a group I was with, and I had a police chief with me, and he said, "Please, sir, please report those," because he said the chances of us catching those criminals decreases when people don't report them because they're small. And so he visited with him about how to deal with that, how to protect his business. So it can be in that type of thing as well. Sometimes it's I need to know who to talk to because they're going to widen the road here, and I want to be sure I have access to my business, and I don't know who to talk to. So most of the time it's on issues that are related to finding out information or getting data from a particular agency or getting their help, and they don't know who to talk to.
Anything else different for this year?
Well, let me tell you, we added two new questions this year. And the first one was, how would you rate the workforce quality for your type of business? And the three answers were good, average, or poor. And 60% of the people rated our workforce quality for their type of business as good, 60%. 24% average, and we had 10% that rated it poor. And then there were 6% that were not able to answer the question for us. The other question was, outside of business, how would you rate our quality of life in Brazos County? And 90% rated it good, 7% average, and we had 0% rating it poor. We did have 3% that didn't feel like they wanted to answer the question. So, you know, and I think probably when your employment is as good as ours is lately, you probably do have some issues on workforce quality in some industries. And so, and we did break this down a little bit about, you know, the different industries as far as, you know, who was seeming to have problems. And like construction industry, 39% rated the quality of the workforce is good. So they're having some trouble finding, you know, the type of people they need to do the jobs they're asked to do. And, you know, but we had some that rated it very high. Education rated theirs high, and financial services rated, I'm sorry, energy rated theirs very high. 88% was good on that. And that's what is one thing that's good, I think, as we look at this by category. It tells a little bit clearer picture. For the most part, most of our answers in this category on workforce were in the 50 to 70% range, which you'd expect when you've got a 60% average. But the one that stood out to me was construction, with 39% being the lowest of that group.
And that's the sort of thing that you can direct towards educators and others to show
right.
About how they can really capitalize on the opportunity to build that up.
Absolutely. And the other area that information's good for are the Blinn College and Vista College here, who are, you know, part of what they're doing is workforce development as well as the, you know, the associate's degree in prepping people to move on to college. They're also working on some of these skilled positions, you know, nursing and things like that. And so it's they need to know that we've got some issues there and that they can do some things to help us. You know, before I forget it, Bill, I really need you to help me get this in there somewhere that, you know, this Chamber Day is an event that we do every year, and it's sponsored by Brazos County through part of an economic development agreement we have. And those folks have really been big in supporting this, and it's one reason that it gets public once we go make that presentation that you talked about.
And the reception that you received from the county commissioners?
Very positive. They were very pleased to hear the results. It's very helpful for them as they are planning things. And, you know, interestingly enough, I saw the county judge and two of the commissioners over the course of the next 48 hours, and I specifically asked them, you know, where you're not in that public setting, as how did they feel the results were, and they were thrilled with it. The data they were getting is going to be helpful to them.
You made the one example regarding a nugget of the survey results, but overall, what do you all do with all the data that you collect?
Basically just present it to our board, obviously the county and the board, and we'll put it on our websites and make some of the information available in a summary form for people. We're happy to share that with you, and but I mean it's our purpose here is to help all of us in the community understand you know, how businesses feel about the economy right now and about the community, and anything we can do to get that information public is very beneficial, I think, to what we're trying to do here, which is one reason I'm thrilled you called me.
What else have I missed on this?
I think that's the key things. I mentioned earlier, if I hadn't already said it, I would lift up again that we didn't get to quite as many businesses. We had over 600 last year that we visited, and the reason was when we met for lunch, we had everybody saying, a couple of years when I did this, we just went from business to business to business, and said this time, the businesses are spending more time visiting with us, and so we're not reaching the same number. And I said, you know what, we're still getting 545 businesses, which is, you know, if you sent out a survey and got that kind of a sample back, you'd be real thrilled with it. And I said, what my opinion is that we're getting a better the information. We may not be talking to quite as many people, but the ones we're talking to, the quality of the information is better.
And perhaps that number can go back up as you are able to get more volunteers
right
to go out there.
Yeah. And that might be something else, if I don't know now, but we would welcome anybody that's interested in that. If they'll let us know, we'll put their name down and give them a call next year, because we are very dependent upon a strong volunteer force to do this, because we could, you know, staff-wise, we just couldn't get out to anywhere near that number, so... and we have a little breakfast for them, and then we have a lunch provided for them. So we'll feed them in appreciation for all their work.